brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, the toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. I spent much of the last hour talking about Glenn Beck, his rally, and how he is saying a lot of the right things, but is being used just like Obama said a lot of the right things. And once they get the Republicans back in power, you're going to see the same sellout, because both these parties are bought and paid for by the same interest. And they've got think tanks, focus groups, you name it, on how to con you, how to bamboozle you. And I have a responsibility to not have my work, my research, my ideas of true constitutional populism taken by Glenn Beck. And it's admitted that he's doing this and turning it into a kind of Republicanoid version of what we do. And so I'm going to make the Glenn Beck deception, and I'm going to rush it out in the next 2 months. I'm shifting all my attention to this. I'm not going to screw around anymore because I had a moment of clarity understanding this, and it's the right thing to do, and I'm going to do it. I'm going to expose him because it has to be done, just like with Obama. I went up against Obama when he was at his ultimate, you know, star had risen. Because if we allowed him to become this messianic leader and carrying their agenda, he could have taken the country down. He's already done a pretty good job as a front man. It's the same thing with this coterie, you know, this four horsemen of the neocons, Glenn Beck, Sarah Palin, Rush Limbaugh, and then kind of an amalgamation of the others being the fourth horseman. And we've got to expose these four horsemen now. Because I've seen their track record. I know who they are. I know where they're going. And I'm just going to lay it out for people. So I'm done talking about it. If you want to call in, that's fine. Okay, here's the other news. Watson is coming on in the next hour to talk about this. This is a big deal. We have a chance to save a lot of people's lives and save a lot of people from serious heartache. Finland, England, India, a bunch of other countries have come out and said, look, we don't know what's in that H1N1 shot, but it's brain damaging people. It's killing people. We're suspending it. Well, I know what's in it, and I've had brain surgeons and top scientists on, and so we're going to try to save some lives here. We're not going to distract you by the mosque controversy itself, literally run by Fox News and the CIA. That whole thing staged on both sides. You know, distractions like that. We're going to cover something that affects everybody, whether you're a Christian, a Muslim, a Jew, an atheist, okay? Also, on the First Amendment issue, Sotomayor is saying that they may have to restrict the First Amendment. You got to love these operatives they put in, you know. Also, DOJ, Department of Justice, demonizes constitutionalists as extremist criminals. We're going to be going over that report as well. And the government think tank calls for infiltrating conspiracy websites. This is new. This is actually the London Independent, so it dovetails with the whole Cash Sunstein situation. And I also want to get into the Roger Clemens situation a little bit and dovetail that with some issues. And give you an example of contemporary corruption. And then every day I come in and I send the crew stories that I see dealing with immigration, and they always print some out for me. And really what we discovered to be going on a decade ago or more in Mexico, and now intensifying in the last 5 years, is now just publicly available information. And there's this contrast between the fact that Mexico is being imploded by design and the fact that still the American people don't seem to understand this. So that's coming up. But first, I'm going to take some of your phone calls here today. Amy, Mike, Delta, Corey, David, and others. I'm Alex Jones. The websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay with us.
Thousands of Americans are facing evacuation. If you or any of your loved ones might need to evacuate, you must do it yourselves. Please don't procrastinate until they do it for you. Remember the terrible conditions of those that didn't get out for Katrina. Go right now to efoodsdirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 for information on the new evacuation pack. It contains 2 weeks of delicious, easy-to-fix food, along with the equipment to prepare it. It's packed in a rugged, heavy-duty tote for transport. Evacuations are looming with the storms and the Gulf oil catastrophe. No matter where you live, wildfires, earthquakes, floods, and storms must be escaped. Don't be like a deer frozen in the headlights of oncoming disaster. At least prepare yourself with this 2-week evacuation pack from efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633, on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
If you're in a service business, that's money ringing in your ears. If your phone's not ringing, chances are it's a problem with your marketing. Landscapers, painters, roofers, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, handymen. Anyone with a residential service business can build a huge and loyal customer base fast with the Magic Yellow Flyer. No more expensive newspaper, yellow pages, or internet pay-per-click ads. The Magic Yellow Flyer will have new customers calling you within 1 week. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. And the Magic Yellow Flyer comes with an outrageous 1-year guarantee. You will get new customers or your money back. For details, go to MagicYellowFlyer.com. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
We've got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Okay, we are back live, ladies and gentlemen. Coming up, Mexican massacre investigator found dead. The gentleman that investigated the 72 immigrants from Central and South America who had been killed execution style, reportedly by Los Zetas, he's been killed. A second mayor has been taken out of his house and murdered in front of his family. Two car bombs explode in northern Mexico. Mexicans fear cartels are winning. Mexican illicit cultivation of opium poppies is exploding. The more illegal you make drugs, the more money they make, the more drugs you have. Brewer condemns report to UN mentioning Arizona law. Yeah, that's right. Obama isn't worried about Mexico collapsing or the fact that CIA-trained Los Zetas is down there kidnapping people en masse and now kidnapping U.S. citizens constantly and demanding money. That's not an issue. The fact that police might pull over an illegal alien for drunk driving and ask for their driver's license, that's the issue. Now, if you're a citizen, you got to show papers, lick boots. If you're an illegal, you're above the law. And so Obama's going to the UN for that. And, of course, we have Arizona sheriff saying the Border Patrol has retreated from the border because it's too dangerous and there's murder hits out on them. So the United States government, hey, they've got fat, dumb, and happy Americans to shake down. And I've done research on that. Our Border Patrol is becoming extremely corrupt, being paid off as well. both sides. We're in a lot of trouble. So that's coming up. But right now, let's go to your phone calls. Amy in Ohio, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
Nice talking to you. I'm enjoying your show. I've been listening to you for a couple of months on the internet. I have watched Glenn Beck before, and you've been talking about him today. The thing I don't understand is how do people not get that there's a new world order? I guess, is it the media that, you know, are they puppets?
Well, look, I mean, of course, I mean, the dominant media is owned by the very same banking institutions who can create unlimited money. And so what do you think you're going to see from these people? So they put in fake liberals to lead the liberal opposition. They put in fake conservatives to lead the Republican opposition. And I mean, where was Glenn Beck during the banker bailout under Bush? He was supporting it. Where was he with the Patriot Act? He was supporting it. And he's going to support it all when Republicans are in office. And then Democrats are going to be against torture and wars and the Patriot Act. But they're all for it because they're in power now. The very same special interest own these people. It's so elementary. And my issue with Glenn Beck is he's being built up by the left and the right as the opposition leader so he can lead the opposition. I mean, it's so elementary. You had Ron Paul creating the Tea Parties in 2007. You had a true libertarian, conservative, anti-globalist movement who was anti-war, anti-Federal Reserve, pro-states' rights, anti-banker bailout. And then you had Glenn Beck attacking that movement at that key time every day on radio and TV. Now, I'm supposed to watch him come in as my savior now and sit there and tell me all about God and how he's my leader and everything so that I can prepare for his Lord and Savior, Mitt Romney, and Newt Gingrich, and bow down to them. I mean, it's so obvious what's going on. He's controlled by the same people that run Obama. But see, even the liberal media is now turning their back on Obama. He's off message. He's got problems. He's arrogant. They're getting ready to destroy Obama and bring in the next puppet who will then be destroyed. And we're all like a moth towards the flame, obsessed with this, instead of looking at the puppet masters. What did Bill Hicks say? Got a puppet on the left, puppet on the right. Wait a minute. There's one guy holding both puppets. Ma'am, I appreciate your call. Let's go to Mike in Colorado. Mike, you're on the air.
How's it going?
Good, sir.
I appreciate coming on your show. You know, I listened to Glenn Beck for over a year, you know, constantly at some advice of my family. And then at advice of a different friend, I started listening to you and stopped listening to Glenn Beck. I've listened to you for at least over a year, at least 2.5 hours every day. So I have a good feeling I've watched most of your videos of what's going on and your perspective versus Glenn's perspective. And one thing I wanted to take you to task on is this thing about him supporting the TARP bailout. And he said multiple times on his show that he did not, at first he thought it was a good idea, and 3 days later he said, no, it's not a good idea, I was wrong.
After it passed.
But still, I mean, you're not giving him any benefit of the doubt on that. And you look at the big picture all the time trying to say you just know for sure, you know, like he's some kind of an evil person. I just don't believe it.
Well, you for watch. Example, I don't know how many Democrats told me the same thing about Obama. Just watch, buddy. But don't lie to yourself so much, Mike, that after you see what's going to happen to this country when the Republicans get control of things, just remember that you got committed and wedded to him. Just like Clinton supporters or George W. Bush supporters or Obama supporters. But let me explain something to you. And then I want to hear you have your say, Mike. Okay. I mean, believe me, if I only cared about Alex Jones in my radio career, I wouldn't have come on air and said 9/11 was an inside job before it happened and after it happened, the day it happened. You think that was a popular thing to do? No, it wasn't. Do you think going after Obama when he was at the ultimate peak of his messianic success, you think that was to win a popularity contest?
Well, there was plenty of people that were going after him all over the place at that time.
But not from the perspective of a constitutionalist. They were going after him from a right-wing perspective, and he had a huge approval rating of almost 90%. Now, let me just stop for just a moment here. Benedict Arnold won many battles. Do you know who Benedict Arnold is?
No, I can't. I've heard the name. I can't place it.
Okay, he was almost as famous as George Washington. He was a Continental Army, and then, you know, later, he was one of the generals in the War for Independence against the British. You know about that, right?
Right.
Okay. Now Benedict Arnold would give great speeches. He was a wonderful guy. He would win these battles. But it turned out the whole time he was a British double agent. And at key points, when the British had a chance to once and for all smash the rebels, that's when he revealed himself. Now, they were getting 1,000-to-1 phone calls against the Tarp Bill. The Congress had said no. The bankers had plunged the stock market by 1,000 points to terrorize the public. And they had all the top bankers come out and say, we're going to have a depression if you don't give us this banker bailout. And then October 3rd, they passed it. October 4th, the head of the Treasury, Henry Paulson, said, I'm not going to tell you where the money went. Now, Beck, sure, a few weeks later said, ooh, I was wrong. I apologize. I misunderstood. Just like he misunderstood when he read word for word out of the Southern Poverty Law Center's hit pieces on Ron Paul, right when Ron Paul had a chance of winning the nomination, right at that key point, right at the key point whenever Deborah Medina had a chance to torpedo her, right at always at the key point, his periscope comes up when he's got your confidence and he fires torpedoes. And I have been there. I have seen it. I have witnessed it. And I know who runs Fox News. I mean, I've been here all these years, and many others have, exposing world government, being laughed at by the Fox News crowd. Now they come out and say, okay, it's all real, because the globalists have gone public. But then they still say, okay, it's real, but if you don't, you know, basically agree with us, you're a kook, it still doesn't exist. I mean, have you heard Glenn Beck make fun of people that talk about Bilderberg Group?
That's what I wanted to say next. You know, I listened to a show about a month ago, maybe even less, and a lot of the followers of Glenn Beck say, you know, he's speaking cryptically about different things because he can't come out and say things outright. And I personally believe, you know, that he's not a bad person trying to mislead, that he's more of a pawn than
anything. What do you mean he can't come out? Hey, listen, buddy, I was offered everything Glenn Beck's been given, okay? And I said no to it. What do you mean he can't come out?
Well, he apparently feels like he's in a...
No, that's a sellout. See, this is why we're slaves. This is why we're going to lose everything, Mike. Okay, there's a good chance we're going to lose. And down the road, you're going to say Alex Jones was right. It's this attitude of he can't come out all the way. This attitude of he's got to speak in code. He's got to write a book, The Overton Window, saying this is faction, this is real stuff in fiction. At the end, he says the government's not staging terror. There aren't FEMA camps, and this book is fiction. That's doublespeak. This is faction. This is really going on. At the end, okay, you bought my book, you read it, this isn't going on. It's confusion. That's what I'm telling you. That's what I'm telling you. Listen, I know people at Fox News, high up. You understand, Glenn Beck is obsessed with this show. Glenn Beck has 5 operatives listening right now. Glenn Beck tells people, don't go on Alex Jones' show. Glenn Beck goes around to radio executives saying, don't have him on the radio. Glenn Beck is scared of the Patriot movement. He's got 2 retired FBI agents guarding him, not from Muslims, but from Patriots. And listen, I know a lot about Glenn Beck you don't know. Do you understand that?
Well, yeah, that's what I wanted to say. I would like your confirmation that so you have 100% confirmed source that the people at Fox News that he's doing that stuff.
Absolutely.
And the other thing, and I know you can just say that this is, you know, more confusion. He specifically stated in his talk radio show is that, look, he doesn't deal with the things that other talk radio shows talk about. That's not what his show is about. He's basically saying to me, look, I'm not going to talk about what Alex Jones is talking about. I'm talking about different stuff. And that's not what his show is about.
Well, here's the deal. Long before I now discovered I ever talked about Glenn Beck, in fact, 4 or 5 years ago, I was supportive of him until I saw him reading ADL stuff on air, Southern Poverty Law Center. Stay there. This is important. We'll come back to you.
Is your debt problem a ticking time bomb? Thanks to a new financial consumer relief program designed in response to the economic crisis facing millions of Americans, you don't have to wait until it's too late to defuse your debt. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card bills and are struggling to make minimum payments, get ready to take down this number for free information that could potentially save your home, the lifestyle you're accustomed to, and your family's financial well-being. But don't wait. Studies show that if most debt problems are confronted directly, beneficial settlements, manageable monthly payments, and quick restoration of credit are more easily attained, potentially saving you thousands of dollars in interest charges, fees, and unpaid debt. Don't procrastinate. Call now for your free information and begin putting your economic house in order today. To qualify for this program, you must have $10,000 in credit card debt. Call the American Debt Associates at 800-876-2966. 800-876-2966. Again, 800-876-2966.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their Home Sale Maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at InfoWars.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com. Check them out today.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
Okay, I don't want to spend all day on Glenn Beck. That's why I'm going to make a documentary about him. I'm going to show his flip-flopping. I'm going to show who funds him. I'm going to show the Republicans on Fox saying there's no world government, there's no banking plan, there's no international bankers, there's no derivatives. They all are paid for by the same people. That's all I'm saying. Now, does there tend to be some better people of the few good senators and House members that are Republican, like Senator DeMint or Ron Paul? Yes, that's the case. Do I have more in common with Republicans? Yes, because they at least claim they're constitutionalist. But when they get in power, they forget the Constitution. Obama claimed he was this big civil libertarian. Look what he's done. Remember Keith Olbermann? How he was exposing tyranny and Cheney wanting to blow up U.S. ships and blame it on Iran and all these things. And now Obama's in. You don't hear any criticism of Obama. And all you see from MSNBC is race pimping, hyping religious differences. And it's the same thing from Fox. And they do it in the name of unity, but all they do is raise these issues. They are working from the same sheet of music. Just one takes the part of the villain, one takes the part of the good guy, depending on what perspective you've got. If you're a Democrat, Obama's good. If you're a Republican, Obama's bad, vice versa. And I'm going to go after Glenn Beck because I know that he's put out the word to try to keep me off radio stations and off the air. I know he's put out the word for people not to go on my show, or he threatens to blackball them. I know he's got at least five people that listen to my show and track everything I do, and then he's got the nerve to try to be involved in my life, stopping me from getting the word out. Well, of course, he copies everything I am. He twists it. He turns it into a Roger Ailes Fox production. It comes back on me. I've got to have little old lady saying, you sound just like Glenn Beck. No, I don't, old lady. Listen a little closer. So I need to stand up and identify who I am versus what Glenn Beck is. For heaven's sakes, Mike, I'm going to go back and give you the final word on this. I've now had a chance to read almost the whole book, The Overton Window. And the character, Bailey, is Alex Jones. It's a Patriot talk show host who releases the MIAC report that law enforcement gave him. That's me. We're the ones that released it. Kansas City Star on record. And I'm stopping the nukes that the government wants to detonate to bring in martial law. It's about false flag terror, international bankers. Meanwhile, he's saying anybody that thinks the government stages terror attacks is a dangerous lunatic. See, that's a true master manipulator, is that he wants it all. He sees it as a market, and he is going to be an establishment Republican. He's going to then be the mediator who referees when the conspiracy people get out of control. He's going to get up on TV and warn about the militias. And when the Republicans get into power, he's going to attack those of us that expose their globalist agenda. He's going to say, we've got to have this Bank of the World. We've got to have this carbon tax to fund it. Gee, I don't like it, but we're going to go bankrupt if we don't. Now, go ahead, and you have the final word, Mike. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, you have definitely, quite a prediction you made there. I do have to say that the bottom line for me with Glenn Beck is I don't discount his faith in God. I do happen to be Mormon, so I have a bias in that point. I don't think he is intentionally misleading. You know he didn't write those books. He has writers writing that crap. You know, he's being handled, like you said. So I'm not going to demonize him personally because I believe that he does have a sincere belief in God and in helping us out. If he's being manipulated, I'm not going to blame him as much as I'm going to blame the manipulators. Like,
let me ask you a question. Why would he go on a photo shoot and put fake tears in his eyes and laugh for the media and say, this is how I fool people?
That I don't even know about, so I couldn't speak to it. I'll look it up.
Seriously. Well, here's the good news. We're going to keep Glenn Beck honest. And, in fact, that's in my notes here, that we hope he's had an awakening. We hope he's grown. Nobody's perfect. And we hope that by making this film, we keep Glenn Beck honest and point out what our concerns are once the Republicans get back into power. Because all I want is my country back. And I've seen a track record of Republicans and Democrats sharing power, and I appreciate your call. Interesting points. I hope you're right about Glenn Beck.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House Foods, Satchel and Berkey water filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Look, I'm done talking about Glenn Beck. You can raise it if you want when we take your calls here in a moment, but it's really elementary. Fox News is the establishment. They sold the lies about WMDs, the torture, the secret arrest, the Patriot Act. They are always big cheerleaders for arresting militias who are getting set up by the feds. Fox News is a whorehouse. And they know that people are waking up to the New World Order. They know that I've done my job, Ron Paul has, you have. And any time we've got a patriot who's really about to take, you know, a House seat or a Senate seat or a state House seat, they're there attacking as well. But it's just like Democrat supporters of Obama. It doesn't matter how bad you get hurt, how many times you get lied to, you want to believe that the establishment cares about you and wants to take good care of you. What's happening is they're having to admit world government exists, but put their spin on it because it's out in the open. Because we should have great credibility right now. Because we told the truth. Because we got laughed at. Because we did it decades ago. But now you get some hokey people up there in fancy suits with fancy teleprompters, and they give you all this song and dance and spin it all together with a bunch of neocon icing. And people are like, I love Glenn Beck. He's going to save me. He's got the Democrats attacking him. That means he must be good. when it's all part of the same master system? It doesn't matter. Look, you're going to win. You're probably going to get what you want. Things are just going to continue to deteriorate. They're going to continue to fall apart. They're going to get worse and worse. And we're going to be here in 5-6 years with the Republicans going, my God, how much worse is it going to get? And I'll have Democrats calling in going, you know, shouldn't we believe in fill in the blank Democratic Party operative talk show host? And I'll be saying, no, you saw what happened with Obama and then with the Republicans. Don't let it happen again. And I'll have them sit there and tell me how I'm wrong as usual. People love to get scammed. They enjoy it. All right, let's go to your calls. Delta in New York. You're on the air, Delta.
Hi, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I want to talk about the Federal Reserve, actually.
Can you turn your radio off? That'd be wonderful.
Hang on.
Or I really won't be able to
hear you. I'm an internet caller. Can you hear me? Hello?
Yeah, there's just a lot of noise in the background, but go ahead.
Okay, so I agree with Ron Paul, you know, about ending the Fed, but I heard you suggest putting it under Congress. So I'm just afraid that the Trojan horse at the end of the day.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying that's what the Constitution states. I mean, you know, right now, Congress isn't in control of the issuance of currency and credit. And when they go to the private Federal Reserve, they say, we're not going to tell you, Mac. So get lost, sucker. We runs this country now. You know, gangster talk. We're not going to tell you. And we run Glenn Beck and the Democrats. So, I mean, what do you suggest?
I mean, it's a good question. I'm not sure myself. But, I mean, Congress just does a terrible job with everything. So, and if you put it into Congress and have them just, you know, printing money for anything, I mean, that could be the Trojan horse that turns us into Zimbabwe. That could be what brings in the one world currency.
Well, you always have that with a fiat currency. It's happened before in our history. Before we had the Federal Reserve System, we had some fiat-based currencies early on in the nation's history. And people can always overprint money up front, buy things with it, even though they know a few years down the road it's going to destroy much of the wealth that's been produced, they don't care. Just like a bank robber doesn't care as long as they get away with the money. Or a rapist rapes and kills a woman because they like it. They don't think of the woman as a human being. But you have to get it away from the private bankers and under Congress, because that's what's in the Bill of Rights and Constitution. And then you have a public debate about the monetary system, and you follow the Constitution and with what it says about just weights and measures. And that's a whole nother issue. But Ron Paul wants the issuance of currency and credit back under Congress, and he wants a gold-backed. Other people debate that. The issue is we should at least agree, Delta, on trying to get control of our money supply again.
I absolutely agree with that. I just think that maybe you need some kind of another independent group under government besides Congress that's doing it. I mean, I
agree. Well, that's what the UN does, and it's not independent. They call it non-governmental organizations. And then they claim that that group speaks for the people, not the people, or that that group speaks for Congress, and then now you've got this independent group over the independent group that you elect. Look, we've let a bunch of offshore banks come in and buy off both parties. And so they do this tag team song and dance of when the Democrats are out of power, they're anti-establishment. And when the Republicans are out of power, they're anti-establishment. It's very elementary. And so we need to just agree on the Constitution and force them to follow it. And make it illegal not to follow it, and it is illegal, by the way, but we have to enforce that, so then they can't do what these offshore scallywags want them to do, Delta. It's very simple, but it's an interesting point you raised. I appreciate the call. Corey in Canada, you're on the air.
Hello.
Yes, Corey.
Alex, what's going on? Big fan, man.
Well, good to have you here, sir. Big fan of you, the listeners. What's on your mind today?
I'm just wondering, you never really talk about Canada all that much in this New World Order plan, and I'm just like, I'm out here in the oil patch in Estevan, Saskatchewan. I'm originally from Toronto. I had to leave due to the lack of work when the so-called recession hit or whatever. But it hasn't really affected people out here, and there's a lot of infrastructure projects going on in this province, and I'm sure you heard about the big potash deal that's going on here, and I mean, Saskatchewan is really the future as far as people in Canada are concerned, or what they believe right now, and I'm just wondering, like, what's your take on our future up here?
Well, Canada has passed some of the most draconian anti-free speech legislation in the world. They arrest preachers from reading from the Bible. It's openly owned by the Queen. 2 years ago, when your parliament tried to actually pass laws themselves, the Queen had parliament dissolved. Her governor general runs everything. And it's part of the propaganda that Canada is a Valhalla. It is a utopia. It is a heaven on earth. I know in several provinces, your police chiefs tried to ban these semi-automatics and tried to confiscate them, and the public ran them out of office. That's some good news. But Canada has some of the most draconian laws. I've never been treated like I've been treated in Canada by your police. I know certain regions of Canada are doing better than other parts of the world. But the measure of the system you're under isn't just how much money you're making. It's how much freedom you've got. And it's how much liberty you've got. And Canada is really, the globalists have said in the last year, it is the model of world government. And so they make European immigration very hard. They make other immigration from anywhere else in the world very easy. They have a plan for Canada. And Canada is basically a New World Order model, similar to communist China. Anything else?
Wow, that's a scary thought, man. Honestly, yeah. See, I never thought of it like that, and I know a lot of people are really blinded up here, and, I mean, I try and talk about you and spread the word, and, I mean, there's a few people that are aware of you, but not very many people are, and the people that I do talk to don't buy into it because they have good jobs and people are still making money here and stuff's still moving, you know what I mean? But I just wanted your perspective on Canada because you kind of leave us out a lot, but, like, you know, keep me informed because I'm a listener, man.
Well, I appreciate your call, Corey. We had two guests on from Canada last week, and we cover Canada almost every day, so I don't know how often you tune in, but there are over 190 countries worldwide, and it is hard to cover them all, but almost every nation, there's less than 15 countries, really, if you count them up, that aren't under the globalist control. Now, the globalists dominate those nations. It doesn't mean that they control every facet of every part of your life. But that's what they want through globalism, is to expand that control. Okay, let's now go ahead and continue with some of the news before I go back to other callers that are patiently holding. Looking south from the United States, Mexican massacre investigator found dead. There are over 26,000 people, that's a conservative number, murdered in the last 4.5 years in Mexico. And it is a fully collapsed society. And as things collapse, more and more the drug trade is all they have. And, of course, the government keeps drugs illegal, because the government is laundering most of the drug money and waging war against other drug cartels they don't control. But Los Zetas is, quote, former Mexican military. No, they are the Mexican military who are clandestinely trained by the U.S. government, the CIA. We covered this 6 years ago before the latest outbreak and said this would happen. And they have been trained to monetize. And so they take the money from the immigrants. They grab Central, South American, Middle Eastern, Cuban, you name it, immigrants that make it to Mexico, and they demand a couple thousand dollars apiece when they catch them up at the Texas border, Mexico, Arizona border, with Mexico, the New Mexican border, the Californian border, other borders with the United States. And this is on record. If you don't have the money in hand, they line you up and shoot you in the back of the head, including small children. And you don't hear La Raza or Mecha talk about that because they are financed by the big tax-free foundations that run all of this. And I've talked to a lot of Mexicans from Mexico. I was at a family barbecue yesterday, and there was a fellow from San Diego who's Hispanic, who's from southern Mexico, but he's been here all his life. And he said, no, interior Mexicans know what's going on. But he said that, I was talking to my dad, actually, I was listening. He said that mainly it's the Mexicans in Texas, Arizona, and California who work with the Mexican mafia and Los Zetas. And he said, and so even after they come to the U.S., they're used as slaves. And he described some folks that he knew who basically had come in from Mexico and who disappeared on the east side of Austin and are used as mules, as slaves. And what they do is they basically hold these Hispanics' children, and then they're used as slaves for decades. The Austin police don't go over there. The CPS doesn't go over there. I mean, they're constantly, occasionally having bust where there'll be hundreds of women and sex slaves and houses and children, and DynCorp and Halliburton are all involved. DynCorp runs the CPS, so they help run the slave kids out. And basically, I have to revise my analysis because I already knew this information, but he just crystallized it for me. Some illegal aliens are above the law, but only because they are property of the drug cartels and the CIA and the banks to be fed on, like T-bone steaks. And so local cops aren't allowed to touch the mafia's goods. And then I was talking to another family friend who was over there at my grandmother's birthday party, at my parents, who I've known for a long time, and she works for one of the largest apartment complexes. And she had talked about how a few years ago they became secret government housing. That is, they're not supposed to tell their regular customers, but they are now 501c3, and that they are to give the illegal aliens with no ID apartments, and that the federal government is funding them to do this. And then she started agreeing with the Hispanic fellow who was at the birthday party about, yeah, she talked about a guy who works with her in the apartments. He's been here for years, and he's a legal guy from Cuba. And they got in this little fishing boat with a motor, but halfway across the motor broke, so they tried to paddle to Florida, and the currents caught them and pushed them in to Central America. And so they had to make it all the way up, and they were just a few miles from the Texas border, and the Los Zetas got them and took them and kept them for a few months until their family could secretly smuggle $2,000 a piece out to them. Then they still held them longer, barely feeding them, like something out of the road, literally in an underground cellar. And then he and his Cuban buddy got across, and the Border Patrol shook him down for money, both illegal money and then legal bond. And then once they were put in the jail cells, they never got their bond back. And they were Cuban. I mean, automatic refugee status to the U.S., and they should get it because, I mean, that is a horrible communist situation. And once they got here, then the jail guard came to him and said, okay, you've got the money, so you're going to get out. But to your other Cuban buddy, you're not. But I have the drug cartel guy who you already paid on the other side, his operatives out here. We're going to send you to Austin, and you're going to be a mule in East Austin. And the other Cuban guy, it's been several years, has never seen his buddy from Cuba again. So it's legalized slavery. And what everyone was agreeing on is that the Hispanic groups, the ones the media gives the attention, the ones that represent them, the ones that put out movies about, you know, the Hispanic hero that kills the evil gringos, those type of people, they are there to manage and racially control Hispanics because they're there to be shaken down. And I remember a former city council person, their brother got busted a few years ago as a coyote for having a bunch of Mexican slaves at his house because they, quote, couldn't pay him the money. Of course, they can never pay the money. It's just like the Chinese mafia. The Chinese pay on average about $10,000 to be smuggled here in containers. But once they get here, they never get the money paid off. It's the same thing with the Russian mafia. And so America is just completely mafia run. And so it goes corporate chiefs, they have the supreme rights, then government bureaucrats and politicians, then cops, then illegal aliens, then citizens, and from my studies below them, it's immigrants. And they are sex slaves, organs are stolen, that's come out in the news, their kids are taken, just free reign on them. And that's what I mean. The truth is so much more complex than simple sound bites. I just can't handle it anymore. I mean, to read about how they got these women and kids in these dungeons, just like the movie The Road, and they're all running around and they're naked, starving to death, and these Los Zetas people, funded by the CIA, rape the women and children for pleasure and enjoyment, and then cut their heads off and stick them on poles. And then Mecha and La Raza are all in with these people. They're all Mexican mafia run, and they all think it's cute and funny and cover up what they're doing to them, and instead make it a distraction about stupid gringos. I mean, we're just completely screwed. I'm here to tell you.
Attention. This is a special alert to all Americans who owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from people who owe back taxes and dramatically lowering amounts owed. Due to the financial crisis in America, the IRS has announced a leniency plan in recognition of consumers' financial troubles in today's economy. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, an open phone line has been established by American Tax Settlement for you to call and see if you qualify for a reduction by up to 75%. Number to call is 800-902-6969. Again, the IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers who owe back taxes in response to the decline in today's economy. If you are struggling with $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, you now may be eligible for a dramatic reduction by up to 75% and save thousands of dollars. For free information and to see if you qualify, call the open phone line into American Tax Settlement now. 800-902-6969. 800-902-6969. Again, 800-902-6969.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Folks, it shakes me up to really learn that our government is involved laundering the money, not just from heroin, cocaine, and other drugs out of Mexico, and that Los Zetas works for the CIA and is kidnapping men, women, children, raping them, murdering them, killing them in mass. Things far worse than any horror movie, worse than Jim Jones every day. Literally Hitler level. And do you see Robert Rodriguez, the big director, the maker of Machete, making a race war film about that? Do you see him making a film about the drug cartels controlling and dominating and controlling human trafficking? No. No, he makes a movie about a hero federale that comes to the United States to kill the Minutemen. The Minutemen do not have giant dungeons full of men, women, and children they're raping and killing. And it's all an act of dominance. The Lost Zetas and others like to rape the men before they cut their heads off. They're just demon pigs. And now they're paying off your cops. Now they're taking over the Southwest. Now they're getting all the Democratic Party and Republican Party funding. Now they're intimidating the police, and our police are rolling over in a cowardly fashion. I mean, look at this. Mexican massacre investigator found dead. Body of official dumped beside road near scene of killing of 72 Central and South American migrants. Here's another one. Mayor of violent Mexican border state assassinated. That's a mayor every week they're killing. Two car bombs explode in northern Mexico. Hell, we got car bombings in Dallas, and the media keeps it real quiet. Mexican cartels, Mexican sphere cartels are winning. Well, of course they're winning. It's all globalist run. Listen, it's come out that DynCorp and Halliburton run giant child kidnapping rings in the Chicago Tribune and congressional hearings. DynCorp runs the CPS in Texas and many other states. Who do you think comes and kidnaps your kid? It's a DynCorp operative. They rule. They run everything. You think they'll kill a million Iraqis and they don't care about you? They don't care about you. They don't care about anybody. And just as soon as they get your guns, they're going to murder most of us. Okay, you understand that? They're going to get the... We got crooks running everything. And if you think Glenn Beck's going to save you, he didn't tell you 1/100th of how hardcore it is. Brewer condemns report to UN mentioning Arizona law. Let me tell you why they haven't started the wholesale killing here in the U.S. They haven't figured out how to sell it to you. They're afraid you might go wild with your guns. They want to wait till they got their control grid in place so they can really start having their way with you. Meanwhile, Obama's sicking the United Nations on Arizona. Is he sicking the UN on Mexico with their paramilitary police running around kidnapping and murdering people in masks? Anything about that? No, instead they're pulling the Border Patrol out of the border areas. And the 500 troops for Arizona and the 500 for Texas and the 200 for California aren't going to do diddly squat. It's all for imaging. It's all to sell you on how great it is. Man, I wish there was a free country to go to. There's all these fluoride heads, all these drooling idiots everywhere who don't know anything. Have no idea how much trouble we're in, how rotten everything is, how scum-filled the government is. You have no idea. Look at this article right here. I've had this since this morning. Several of these in my stack, and I can't even read this on air, okay? Because I'm not some cynical yuppie that's just into winning personally, and that means how much money I have. I'm a human being that recognizes the social engineering, and I know how much trouble we're in. Every week I see articles where they're making school children wear RFID chips in their clothing to track them. You know what this means? I'd tell you about this 10 years ago and get made fun of and told it's never going to happen, it's never coming. Here it is, KSBW-TV. State officials say devices will save time and money. All children will wear RFID tracker chips. A $50,000 grant paid for it. And now I got to watch all these sheep tell me it's about keeping the kids safe. Give me a break.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.